on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuandi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Daliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Metwa dismisses Chishimba Kambwili's arrest claims on Bill 7. Opposition political parties form new alliance dubbed Waza. In global news, Trump hails historic peace deal between DR Congo and Rwanda. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM Main News at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mwitwa says former Information Minister Chishimba Kambwili's remarks that members of parliament who support Bill 7 will be arrested after the 2026 general elections have no legal backing. Speaking during a Zambia Law Development Commission ZLDC media engagement on strengthening partnerships for inclusive and participatory law reforms held in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwitwa said the statement should be regarded as political fantasy and not taken seriously by any well-meaning Zambian. Mr. Mwitwa stressed that Zambia is governed by its constitution and not a kangaroo court, adding that such claims amount to mere politicking. He has also appealed to the Zambia Law Development Commission to help train journalists on Zambian laws so they can convey legal information to the public in simpler terms, particularly on the contents of Bill 7.
Those statements are mere political fantasy in the past. Zambia is not governed like a kangaroo court. It is governed by the laws of the land as itemized through the Constitution. We are not, as a people and as a nation, governed by the feelings and capital, the wishes, feelings, and rivalries of men and women, but by the dictates of the law.
Meanwhile, Zambia Law Development Commission Chairperson Chipong Kata said that in its more than 30 years of existence, the commission has overseen reforms to the Gender-Based Violence Act, the Marriage Bill, and the operationalization of prisoner voting rights. Ms. Nkata added that the commission continues to promote transparent and inclusive people-centered law reforms.
Over the past 30 years of the existence of the commission, we have undertaken a number of law reform projects that significantly shaped Zambia's legal framework and government systems, and notably amongst these the Marriage Bill and the Anti-Gender-Based Violence Act, which enhanced gender equality and family protection. We've also worked on operationalizing voters' rights for prisoners.
Two people have died on the spot, while several others sustained injuries in a road traffic accident that occurred this morning opposite Kabombobene Primary School in Mushindano District along the Solwezi-Chingola Road. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says the accident involved a Zhongtong bus belonging to Likili Bus Services and carrying 64 passengers and a Scania truck. Mr. Chilavi says preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred when the truck driver heading towards Solwezi was improperly overtaking another vehicle at a curve and the bus coming from the opposite direction collided with the rear trailer of the truck. He says the two fatalities included the bus driver, identified as Anthony Mwamba, aged between 45 and 55 years from Lusaka, and the bus inspector, George Gondwe, aged 43 from Mushitala compound. Mr. Chilabi says 5 passengers sustained serious injuries, while 32 passengers sustained minor injuries, and have been treated and discharged.
The truck driver, believed to be a Tanzanian national, escaped unhurt and fled the scene. The bodies of the deceased have been deposited at Solwezi General Hospital mortuary pending postmortem examinations, while the injured passengers have been admitted to the same hospital for medical treatment. The Zambia Police Service urges all road users, especially motorists, to exercise caution, particularly when overtaking, and assures the public that investigations into the accident are ongoing. Further updates will be provided as they become available.
In more news, a consortium of five opposition political parties have joined forces to launch and unveil a new alliance dubbed We're One Zambia Alliance, WOZA. Speaking during the unveiling ceremony in Lusaka today, Alliance Chairperson Sakwiwa Sikota says the grouping was formed to unite citizens amid concerns over shrinking democracy. Mr. Sikota has cited public resistance to Bill 7, complaints over restrictive cyber laws, and rising tribal and regional tensions as key reasons behind the formation of the alliance.
We have clearly rejected the process of Bill 7. Its timing is present in many of the clauses within it being proposed. It is not wise to ignore our grievances, and in preference for those who have seen nothing wrong with Bill 7. In a democracy, it is the voice of the dissenter.
Meanwhile, People's Alliance for Change President Anford Banda says the alliance would ensure Zambia gained not only political but economic freedom, unlike was the case under the UPND administration.
The reason for all this is because Zambians gained independence on 24th October 1964. We did not get economic independence. The economy of Zambia is largely foreign owned from the mining sector, banking and financial services sector, the manufacturing, including simple things like log making.
The alliance comprises of the New Heritage Party, People's Alliance for Change, United Liberal Party, UNIP, and the Zambia We Want. In other stories, Jiquan Mining Limited in Southern Province has been slapped with a 110,000 kwacha fine by the Ministry of Labour and Social Security for non-compliance with employment laws. Ministry of Labour and Social Security Principal Public Relations Officer Mwakandawa explains that an inspection conducted at the company revealed that employees were operating without formal terms and conditions of service, as the company did not issue them with written employment contracts. Ms. Ndawa says the company was also operating without workplace policies, which are required to guide conduct, protect employees, and ensure compliance with labour standards. She says, as a result, Jiquan Mining Limited has been sanctioned in line with legal provisions of the Employment Code Act.
The company has been directed to immediately rectify the identified violations and fully comply with statutory requirements. As failure to do so will attract further sanctions. The ministry will continue to enforce compliance across all sectors to protect workers from unfair labor practices and promote decent work.
Moving on to global news. The leaders of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda have signed a peace deal aimed at ending the long-running conflict in the region at a summit hosted by U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington. However, analysts have pointed out that this was just the endorsement of an agreement reached in June that has failed to end the fighting. Ahead of the summit, there were renewed clashes in resource-rich eastern DR Congo between government forces and rebels, believed to be backed by Rwanda. The BBC reports on other stories.
India's Civil Aviation Ministry says it's immediately suspending some rules governing pilots' working hours after mass flight cancellations by the country's biggest airline, IndiGo. The company had blamed the rules for disruption.